WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In Chicago, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there can be no delay in passing without any changes the debt ceiling bill.
The Senate will stay in session until we send a bill avoiding default to the president's desk, and we will keep working until the job is done.
CBS News correspondent Scott McFarland says one Republican senator so far is warning about the limits on defense spending.
Senator Lindsey Graham talking more about Russia and Ukraine. He's making the argument this bill locks in defense spending in a way that leaves precarious the war effort in Ukraine and U.S. military war efforts in the years to come.
Three people in Davenport, Iowa, are still missing after Sunday's partial collapse of an apartment building that city officials now say was of concern to a structural engineer who warned of an imminent collapse. CBS's Roxana Saberi is there.
The six-story building remains cordoned off from the public, with three individuals presumed inside.
This needs to be done in a way that it respects that this is a resting place.
Documents released last night by the city include notices of violations, engineering reports, and years of complaints from residents of cracks in the walls and ceilings.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is warning that the money you store on payment apps like PayPal and Venmo may not be protected by federal insurance. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The CFPB says you should transfer your balances to insured banks and credit unions. The agency says the money might not be safe if the company behind the app runs into financial trouble. More than three quarters of adults in the United States have used a payment app. About 85% of those 18 to 29 have done so.
President Biden took a tumble on stage during the graduation ceremony at the U.S. Air Force Academy. CBS's Bo Erickson in Colorado Springs.
President Biden just got done shaking his very last hand. He was shaking all 921 graduating cadets. And after about almost 2 hours of shaking his hands, he went to turn around to head back to where he was standing, and he really took a hard fall.
The White House says Mr. Biden is fine. New health concerns about a popular artificial sweetener. More from CBS's Jim Krasula.
A chemical found in sucralose, which is sold under the trade name Splenda, damages and alters DNA. That's according to researchers at North Carolina State University and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
Federal health regulators have long said Splenda is safe to use. Amid a nationwide shortage of weight loss drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic, the FDA warns some pharmacies have turned to compounding their own off-brand versions, which may not be effective and could pose safety dangers. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following are upcoming meetings in the listening area for Friday, June 2nd. In Wood County, the Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Safety Conference Room 105. They will hear from the Criminal Justice Coordinator, a report from the Citizens Groundwater Group, and discuss the Price County Resolution, among other agenda items. They will also tour the Branch 4 courtroom. In Portage County, the Solid Waste Management Board will meet at 9 a.m. at the Annex in Conference Room 5. They will discuss and take possible action to approve the amendment to the intergovernmental agreement. Tomorrow is the last day of school for students in the Wisconsin Rapids School District, and it's a half day. Rams will dismiss at noon, Lincoln High School at 12:20, and elementary schools get out at 1. Stevens Point students are in school until June 6th because of a makeup snow day. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 63 overnight under partly cloudy skies with a slight chance for scattered storms. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 89. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 62. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes.
Ticked off, tee off, this is it.
Scobody boom boom, scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
So, how do you feel about religious schools getting public money through the voucher programs? Not should they, because we know that as of last year, when the Supreme Court decided that they could.
Yes.
It is legal for them, for the voucher programs to exist and for public taxes to go to religious schools. That is legally allowed. But how do you feel about it? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And especially, how do you feel about it when you find out that they can discriminate against your kid? Or other kids.
And very openly.
Yes, very openly. And that, you know, public schools fall under federal guidelines like Title IX, and there are certain protections because they are funded publicly. And for a lot of these schools, especially in Wisconsin, over half of their students are voucher students.
Wow. I didn't realize the number was that high.
Well, I mean, I don't know how it breaks down, but some of the numbers, because they were basing this off of a Wisconsin Watch report. There's two, actually. There was one that came out last month, and there's one that came out yesterday. And so both written by Phoebe Petrovic, who's been on the show before. And the one from yesterday is titled Unwanted and Unwelcome, Anti-LGBTQ Plus Policies Common at Wisconsin Voucher Schools. And the one she wrote about a month ago was titled Considering a Wisconsin Voucher School, Here's What Parents of Children Who Are LGBTQ Plus or Have a Disability Should Know. And this is also on the heels of, I think last week we were talking about the new bipartisan bill that's been proposed to cover private schools when it comes to sexual assault, because private schools are the way that they are, they don't fall under Title IX. And so when sexual assault would happen at private schools, there was not the same ramifications or protections as there are at public schools. And so now there is a new bipartisan plan to adjust that. Which is a good thing. But I just, to the extent that so much of this is our money funding these schools, should they not be held to the same standards of protecting all kids if we're paying for it? 844 967-2789.
844-96-PARTY. Jack from Merrimack is joining us. Hey, Jack, what do you think?
Well, for one thing, private schools and parochial schools have never been held to the same standards as public schools. That's the first thing. Secondly, I'm a retired teacher. I taught in schools for over 40 years. I taught at grade levels from sixth grade all the way into university level classes. I personally find it outrageous that we're trying to establish a two-tier schooling system. We're taking money from the public schools, public money from the public schools, and we're putting it into private schools. And while we can do that legally, it's you're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And statistically, these private schools have not shown any better outcomes than the public schools have. Why we're supporting, we know why we're supporting a two-tier school system. There's long been a privatization goal with the Republican Party, both in the state of Wisconsin and nationally. They want to basically make everybody pay for people to go to private schools so that private schools, in my opinion, private schools can get profits. But it's just absolutely unreasonable that we don't at least, at an absolute minimum, since these schools are being publicly funded to a large extent, why don't we make sure that they have the same standards as private schools? I taught in parochial schools for a relatively short period of time. And some of the stuff school choice means the school gets to choose who they want to get.
Right.
And that shouldn't happen.
Jack,
there's my take on it.
We really appreciate it, Jack. And by the way, can I just say, you are a saint for having taught for 40 years.
For that long.
And you sound relatively sane still. And I think that's...
Do you still like kids, Jack?
Yeah, I do, actually. I'm going to tell you, the last 10 years of teaching before Walker took over, they were the best gig of my life. I loved it while I was doing it. And, the only reason why I retired was basically at 70, I didn't have the energy to do the job the way it really should be done.
Wow.
You taught until you were 70?
Yep.
Wow.
That's really impressive.
That is really impressive, Jack.
That was, like I said, for me, it was, I really liked, I liked the work. I liked working with the kids. Yeah, there were problems with various aspects of the job, but name a job where there aren't.
That is true.
Absolutely.
That is true. I even sometimes don't like this job.
And she gets to work with me.
And I get to work with Jane. I get to talk about whatever I want every day for 3 hours. Thanks so much for the call,
Jack. Thanks a lot, Jack.
And I think he's... And that's the thing. It's like if you want to be... You know, we talk about private companies. And private companies have, freedom of speech is... On Twitter, it's like, no, there's terms of service because this is a private product and a service that you get access to. But say whatever you want on Twitter might get your tweet taken down or you get banned, but it's not going to send you to jail. And it's the same thing with, like, if you are a private school that is totally privately funded, it's, I guess, there is an argument to be made as far as how you set your rules and set your... handbooks for student behavior. But like, as soon as you start getting public money, isn't there an expectation that there is a certain amount of protection that everyone should get? Because some of the stats that came out of this, there was one specific story out of the Wisconsin Watch story about Sheboygan Lutheran, which is a private school that receives public funding through tuition vouchers and which currently is subsidized. So 40 of their students are on vouchers.
Okay.
But there was another one in Green Bay later in the article that said 62. So Across Wisconsin, four voucher programs serve about 52,000 voucher students, which comprise 6% of students at public schools, 95% participating at schools that are religious.
Wow. That's unbelievably high. And as Jack pointed out, too, they have the luxury of who they're going to take.
Yes.
It's not like they're obligated to take everyone who applies for a spot in one of these voucher schools. They can pick and choose.
Well, yes, that is true. And it's just, so the crux of this article is that in Sheboygan Lutheran, their current handbook dedicates over 1,000 words to a policy that uses biblical teachings as a basis for its anti-transgender policies. And the main kind of character in the part, he had, his name is Nate Worth, and he had been valedictorian in 2019 of this school, and he had, as valedictorian, was going to give the speech at graduation. In his speech, he had planned to come out.
Wow.
And administration got wind of that and shut that down.
Real quick. Oh, yeah.
And he ended up going to the press about it. And so this was back in 2019. Sheboygan Lutheran valedictorian says speech was nixed because he wrote about being gay. And that got picked up nationally. And I think there was, and now he's about, I mean, this is how fast time goes. Now he's about to graduate college.
Wow.
But he, in the story, he was looking through the student handbook and he goes, this was not what the student handbook was when I was there. This has changed even in the last 4 years to be even more discriminatory and even more, you know, draconian towards certain kids. And I just feel like if you're going to do that, you can't also be taking public money. 844-967-2789. Like, am I crazy here for thinking that there's certain protections? And this goes towards disability.
Yes.
This goes towards sexual assault. This is like, if we're paying for kids to be going to these schools, what is the expectation that these schools protect these kids instead of in truly indoctrinating them? It's like, well, we're getting paid by state money for you to be here, but you, by being here, have to follow our rules.
Right.
That we have no obligation to have set by anyone except us and our God. And I know we can't do anything about it because the Supreme Court ruled on this, but it seems crazy to me that there's no ramifications for after this article comes out, besides just like awareness of, hey, maybe if you have an LGBTQ kid, don't send them to one of these schools because they can discriminate, they can expel them. And there's nothing the state can do about it. That's crazy. Happy Pride Month.
844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. You can call and or text. How do you feel about religious schools getting taxpayer money?
We will keep the conversation rolling. Would love to hear from you. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
But it sure is God made black and white. What's down in the dark will be brought to the light. Because you can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. But sooner or later, God will cut you down. Sooner or later, God will cut you down. Go and tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell the midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him the God's gonna cut him down. Tell him the God's gonna cut him down.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, We reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
I like how you call homosexuality an abomination.
I don't say homosexuality is an abomination, Mr. President. The Bible does.
Yes, it does. Leviticus
18:22.
Chapter and verse. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions while I had you here. I'm interested in selling my youngest daughter into slavery, as sanctioned in Exodus 21:7. She's a Georgetown sophomore, speaks fluent Italian, always cleared the table when it was her turn. What would a good price for her be? While thinking about that, can I ask another? My chief of staff, Leo McGarry, insists on working on the Sabbath. Exodus 35:2 clearly says he should be put to death. Am I morally obligated to kill him myself, or is it okay to call the police? Here's one that's really important, because we've got a lot of sports fans in this town. Touching the skin of a dead pig makes one unclean, Leviticus 11:7. If they promise to wear gloves, can the Washington Redskins still play football? Can Notre Dame? Can West Point? Does the whole town really have to be together to stone my brother John for planting different crops side by side? Can I burn my mother in a small family gathering for wearing garments made from two different threads?
See, this is the recall that I want to be able to have. I have to have Leviticus memorized.
Yeah.
For whenever anyone quotes it as their reasoning to discriminate and say, well, the Bible says that gay people are bad and going to hell. It's like, well, I'm also supposed to camp out somewhere once a month when I get my period, and no one's letting me do that anymore.
Well, and we're not supposed to cut our hair, and trust me, tattoos are way out. Way, way, way. No tattoos, friends, even if it's a cross.
So we're talking about what I find to be lunacy is the fact that in voucher programs in Wisconsin, where they are publicly funded, and there's kids going to private schools, 96% of which of the participating schools are religious. And 4 out of 10 of those schools, from what Wisconsin Watch found, has some kind of rules in their handbook, their student handbook, that discriminates against LGBTQ plus kids. And they do not have the same protections as if they were at public schools, even though these schools are receiving public funds. And I think that is crazy. And that we should do something about it.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. How do you feel about religious schools getting taxpayer money? Steve from La Crosse, thanks for joining us. What do you think?
Hello. Who was that last school teacher that was on?
Jack from Merrimack.
Yeah, he was totally incorrect. The graduation rate for a public school is 72%. A private school is 96%, almost 25% different graduation rate from private to public.
Is that for Wisconsin or nationally?
That's just in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Solutionsbypass.com, almost 25% better graduation rate in a private school than public.
So do you have a problem with private schools getting taxpayer money?
Not at all. If you're a taxpayer, why shouldn't your taxes go to where your kid is going to school?
Well, I thought it was about the separation of church and state.
Well, if your kid is going, what does that have to do about anything? You can choose where you want your kid to go. If my kid goes to a private school, why should I be paying for public school when my kid's going to the private school?
Well, I don't have any kids yet, so why do I have to pay for other kids to go to school? That's the whole point, is that part of our taxes go to educate the electorate, because that is a public good as far as having an educated electorate.
Yes, but why, if you're a taxpayer, why won't they go to students going to a private school?
Because the private schools don't have the same oversight as the public schools do, as far as elected officials that we elect.
Not all private schools are religious.
No, of course not. But we're talking, and they're not, but we're just saying, should religious schools, when it comes to the division of church and state, and then they claim the Bible as their reasonings to discriminate against kids, should those schools get public funds, even though they're not protecting all kids?
Why? What is discrimination going on?
Oh, well, that's what we were just talking about in the first segment, as far as 4 out of 10 of the schools that are religious schools that are getting voucher, that are part of the voucher program, have rules on the books that they can discriminate against LGBTQ plus kids.
What books are these?
What do you mean, what books are these?
They're in the school handbooks.
They're in the school handbooks.
Because I was a private school teacher for a religious school, and that's not the fact. Just because you make something up doesn't mean it's the truth. That's the fact.
I'm not making this up. We can send you the article. If you look up, Steve, there's an article in Wisconsin Watch that was published yesterday that is an investigation into this that looks at all of, they went across different schools and looked at their handbooks, and they found this written in the handbooks.
That you can't go to school, there's a dress code. It doesn't say LGBTQ. There's nothing that says it.
There's a dress code
when you go to private. Cool.
Yeah, Jack or Steve, you should read the article.
I don't know what the article is even from, but it's not true.
So the article's from Wisconsin Watch, and it was published yesterday, and it was basically
Wisconsin Watch.
Yes, which is an investigative journalism program, and it's basically looking into this as far as right. It's unwanted and unwelcome anti-LGBTQ plus policies comment at Wisconsin voucher schools.
All right, I'll check it out.
All right.
Awesome.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you would like to check in on this, you can call and or text.
We have a couple of bike fans. Samarin, friend of the show. It's a choice. If you want to go to a private school, you get to use your money for that. Public schools are the free option that everybody can use if they choose. And I think that is the point, as far as it was a little circuitous trying to talk to Steve about what we all pay for and what is expected in that, in exchange for that, versus private schools. And then we have another comment on the YouTube Live from Trifton. So if private schools get monies, they need to follow all public rules. I think if they get public money, there needs to be oversight into how those kids are getting treated. No, I mean, isn't that why this is the whole problem with, when we've talked, not problem, but the argument and debate over charter schools, is the fact that charter schools have a limited amount of oversight from the school boards that we elect. And so as we are paying for something, the accountability there is having elected officials that we choose. All right, we're gonna keep this going because I think we have another call and a couple more texts to get to. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Seems like everyone is divided these days.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player
and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Two peregrine falcon chicks have hatched at Weston Power Plant. Brittany Merlot has more details.
Wisconsin Public Service says the first chick hatched Sunday evening, with the second chick arriving Monday morning. And in a few weeks, the Weston Power Plant chicks will officially receive their names and identification bands. This year's Falcon class is being named after Wisconsin's most voted and loved college mascots. A total of 442 chicks have been born at WPS and We Energy's power plants in Wisconsin and Michigan since the company's Peregrine Falcon recovery programs began in 92.
The world's largest potato masher was installed this month at the Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover. Stevens Point News reports the almost 39-foot-tall kitchen utensil represents the exploration that will take place in the nearly completed center. Their goal is to promote agricultural literacy, increase the understanding of the origins of our food, and deepen the relationship between farmers and consumers. I'm Alyssa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 63 overnight under partly cloudy skies with a slight chance for scattered storms. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 89. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 62. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
Cube students from discrimination once they're enrolled in a voucher school, and the federal Title IX law exempts religious institutions from complying with the anti-discrimination law if it runs counter to their religious beliefs. And so if it was just a privately funded school, that makes sense to me. If you were paying to send your kids here, fine. But as far as the voucher programs go, It's public money.
It's taxpayer money.
It's taxpayer money that's sending these kids there. And it's not like you always get a choice on which schools you end up at when you're in the voucher program. It's a lottery system, as far as I understand. And I just feel like, do we want to maybe look at this and revise it? Because I'm not comfortable with that. And granted, there's a lot of things our taxes go to that I'm not necessarily comfortable with, and you don't always get a choice, but that's why we talk about them.
Yes.
844-967-2789. How do you feel about religious schools getting public money when you know that they can discriminate against their own students?
Stacy from Waukesha. Thank you, Stacy, for calling in. What do you think?
Hi, I think it's ridiculous because if you think about it, a lot of these schools have income requirements and they may not have income requirements. So someone, let's say, that makes $1 million a year is going to be going to that school, sending their kids that I, my middle class income is paying for, whereas them at $1 million level, income level, are not paying their fair share of taxes. So my tax dollars are paying for this rich kid to go to these religious schools. So absolutely not.
Well, I do think at least the voucher programs, as far as I understand in Wisconsin, there is an income requirement. And so there's definitely rich kids who are going to the private school, but I'm not sure they're the ones getting the vouchers.
Okay.
That's different in Florida.
That's good.
Now, in Florida, that's what they passed this year, that anyone, they eliminated the income eligibility and that everyone now can just get $8,000 to spend at whatever school they want to spend. No matter how much money you make. That's different than, at least in Wisconsin, there is still, it's 300% of the poverty line.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. That's good to know because I've been, you know, seeing lately that where some of these different states where they're passing these laws where, yeah, there's no income.
Yeah.
There's no income limit, so, which is ridiculous. But yeah, we need to keep religion out of school. Unless it's a religious school, fine. I don't care. But
well, and if you're choosing to send your kid to school because you yourself are religious and you, I guess, also agree with some of the rules that they're implementing. But I think if you're part of the voucher program and all you're trying to do is get your kid a better education, and yet they're not protected in certain ways, I think that that's a problem.
Thanks so much for calling, and Stacey. Go ahead.
You bet. Thank you. Oh, no, I was just going to say, I find it interesting that a lot of Republicans, especially in the school boards, are worried about our kids being indoctrinated. It's like, really?
Well, they're just worried about which thing they're being indoctrinated with.
Yeah, well, it's different. Right. Yeah, it's different if they're doing the indoctrinating.
Right.
Yes.
Well, of course.
Thank you so much, Stacey. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. How do you feel about religious schools getting taxpayer money? We have a couple texts from the 414. Schools that accept vouchers should have the same oversight and accountability as public schools. Without this, how do taxpayers know what they're getting for their money? If the schools don't want this taxpayer accountability and oversight, then don't become a voucher school.
Or maybe those kids don't have to abide by those rules.
Yeah, that would go over.
I was like, well, you know, I'm here on public money, so you got to take me with all of my rainbow flags.
But they don't have to take you.
No.
They don't have to take you. 844-967-2789 from the 920. Any school that gets taxpayer dollars should be mandated to follow the state-regulated and approved curriculum. If they choose not to follow that and be held to the same standards, then the tax dollars should be removed. I'm a Christian, but I don't believe those values should be used in a school setting funded by taxpayer dollars. The separation of church and state is vital.
I totally agree with that. And I went to a private school.
I went to a private grade school.
I went to a private grade school and it was a great education. And like, we had to go to church. Certainly there was none of this was part of the zeitgeist at that point, as far as, what the rules were. And I can't even think of my friends who went to the private high school in Madison, Edgewood, where this was, and it would be interesting to go back and think about it now and look what the rules are, how much Edgewood has changed now. If they have any rules like this on the books, it's Madison, so
right,
maybe not. But I don't know. That's something to investigate.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you would like to check in.
So yeah, I mean, I don't have much more else to say about this besides I certainly recommend reading the article. And we'll link it in today's show notes if you'd like to. I'll put this in there. I'll put also what to know about before you send your children to a voucher school. That's where I got the information as far as the eligibility being 300% of the federal poverty line. But I think it goes beyond just LGBTQ plus. It goes to disability. It goes to the sexual assault bill. And just the expectations that, and it's not just for you as the parent, but also as taxpayers, accountability to where money is going and how it's being spent and then how those kids are being protected.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY from the 414. Graduation rates depend partly upon the students who are chosen by these schools. Test results, which most conservatives think are important, do not show significantly better results. I think that's from
From
Jack from Merrimack. Graduation rates depend partly upon students who are chosen by these schools. Test results, which most conservatives think are important, do not show significantly better results.
Hmm. Yeah, it would be interesting to look more at that data as far as community by community. Because obviously, I mean, I'm the first one to say that I know MPS is obviously not doing great.
It's got challenges. There's no question about it.
And so, all right, well, if someone has another text or call, we will certainly take it. But I think for now, we're going to move on to some other headlines. And I'm just going to start here because it's silly. Actually, no, I'm going to start with the debt ceiling and at least give a tip of the hat to the moderates who voted in the House to keep this bill moving along. Because yesterday, in a 314-117 vote, the House has passed the bill to raise the federal government's $31.5 trillion debt limit. And now the bill heads to Senate for debate. And the three Wisconsin congressmen that did not vote for it.
Right.
Do you know?
It was Pocan.
Mm-hmm.
Gwen Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
And an odd trio.
Odd trio. But I think what happened was, because this bill, the people who voted for this, there was more Democrats than Republicans who voted for this. Which I think is saying something. And what I think it's saying is center right, center left, moderates, pragmatists, people who understand that you don't get everything that you want.
Right.
In a divided government, we're like, we need to get this done. We have literally
days
to get this done. And this is as good as we're going to get. Let's move forward. So like hats off to all of those people who we don't hear about as much.
We sure don't.
You know what I mean? We hear so much about the loud extremists.
Bomb throwers.
Who are so angry at the Republicans for holding the negotiations hostage, or that this bill didn't go far enough on cutting spending, despite the fact that, like, that's the budgetary process, not the debt limit process. Like, we have to pay our debts. So the people who are, hats off to the people who don't need to always be in the headlines and be getting attention and actually voted to get this done in a bipartisan way. So, but beyond that, I guess I had not picked up on this, but apparently Ron DeSantis has not decided on how to pronounce his name yet.
And he's been Ron DeSantis for a while.
I've always just heard DeSantis, not DeSantis. But do we have a clip of him, this going back and forth?
We do. You can take a little listen to this.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis just can't decide how to say his own name. Most folks say it like I just did.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
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 Former President Trump, he says it like this.
Ron DeSanctimonious.
But recently, more folks are noticing that the candidate and his campaign have used two different pronunciations themselves. DeSantis and other times, DeSantis.
At RonDeSantis.com.
Which one is right? Well, his campaign won't say, so we may never know.
So, had you picked up on this?
I hadn't.
But I saw this in Axios this morning, and it was just, it's so subtle and it's so silly, but I was thinking about it, like, I've tried to think if I went back and forth every day on this show and said, every time we came back from break, said, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, I'm Kristen Bray, she is Jane Matinair, and then the next day I went, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, I'm Kristen Bray, she's Jane Matinair, and people were so confused, like, if they're not confused enough already, as far as the amount of times that people are convinced that my last name is Bray, not Bry. It is Bry. It is Bry, like try. Don't ask me why, because it looks like Bray. But, and I just pointed it out, one, because it's funny, but two, you know, it's an interesting piece of scrutiny to see if he, you know, like, is he going to be able to hold up to this? Because there's all these, like, little picky things of the way he laughs and his voice and how he's pronouncing his name, and like, does he have a glass jaw or can he take it? And I think the jury's still out as far as like, how is he going to hold up under such scrutiny, right?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Julie from Franklin, thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
Hi, I didn't hear any clips of him saying DeSantis. I just heard the clips of DeSantis.
It's real subtle. It's real, real subtle.
Yeah. Isn't there anything else to talk about?
Oh, no, I think I mostly was using this as a transition because I think it's silly after it's just going through the headlines. But it was one of the headlines in Axios today, which I thought was also interesting.
Yeah, like, I think maybe we got better things to talk about.
Thank you so much for checking in, Julie. We really, really do appreciate it. Anytime you want to text and or call, 844-967-2789.
It was subtle. Was that the whole video?
That was the whole video.
Huh. But anyways, so I thought that was pretty interesting. And then the other thing that I thought out of the headlines was interesting this morning was the fact that WMC is threatening legal action over a proposed policy that aims to protect surface water quality. And I just think it's a interesting headline. Like, when you actually read the article, there's more in there as far as like how much it's going to cost and some concerns about that. But it's just like, oh no, we're going to sue over the fact that we want to be able to pollute water, is how I read that.
I also read that the same. We just want to be able to poison you. Why is that a problem?
Why are you making this hard?
Why are you upset about this?
Why? There's like 80% of our water is clean. Isn't that good enough? All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin. When we come back, three headlines and a lie. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long, you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not
a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
We're all of southeastern Wisconsin, baby.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are just rolling through our first hour. Coming up in the second hour, we have public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lierley.
And she's here.
And she's here in person.
Yay.
We're very excited about that. And then we're going to talk to Laura Dresser, who is the Associate Director of COWS, which I think is pronounced COWS. I don't think it's COWS.
Good, because we're going to call it COWS.
Because we're going to call it COWS, which is the Center of Wisconsin Strategy, which is a think tank at UW-Madison, to talk about the obstacles of rejoining or being in the workforce. We've talked a lot about labor shortages. We talk a lot about unemployment. We talk about population. And so she is someone who studies this and talks about labor a lot. And so being able to talk about through beyond some of the policies as far as work requirements and everything, like, does that get to the root issue of, for the people who could be in the workforce, aren't in the workforce, and why, and what else could we be focused on to help them help themselves?
Yeah.
If you want to put it like that. But for now, we're going to play our weekly game of three headlines and a lie, where we run through four headlines. Three are real, one is fake, and Jane tries to see which one she can pick out as the fake one.
Well, I didn't do very well in our spelling bee yesterday. So
no one did well in the spelling bee.
Hopefully I will do better today.
It was funny. State Senator Kelly Royce was on the show, and I had given her, one of her staffers, a heads up. I was like, just as a heads up so I don't catch her off guard, I may ask her to spell like a Wisconsin name because we're doing this whole spelling bee thing. But I had forgotten to ask Michael Wagner, and that I was like, I won't make Kel to do it either. But that's her staffer text me later. He's like, just so you know, we were practicing spelling literally up until she came on the show.
Oh my gosh.
And we were guessing what word you were going to give her.
No.
And so I sent him a screenshot of the words we ended up using. He goes, I think she would have nailed most of those. But some of those were really hard.
They were hard. And we're going to talk a little bit later about the spelling bee kid from Wisconsin who tied
for 21st.
He did so well. He spelled words that will blow your mind.
Well, and he didn't even get out from spelling the word wrong. He got out because they changed. There's a new rule where you have to pick the right definition because
yes.
It's supposed to mitigate just like rote memorization that you actually know the word. And so he didn't spell the word wrong. He picked the wrong
definition
for that word, which I think is kind of crap, but whatever. All right. First headline. Maryland license plates now inadvertently advertising Filipino online casino.
Maryland license plates.
Now inadvertently advertising Filipino online casino.
Okay.
Number two, Indian official suspended after he drains reservoir to retrieve phone he dropped while taking a selfie.
say that again.
Indian official suspended after he drains reservoir to retrieve phone he dropped while taking a selfie.
Okay.
Number three, woman accused of breaking into restaurant to make salad ruining $500 worth of food items.
Who breaks into a restaurant to make a salad?
This woman, if it's real.
If it's real.
And number four, a Barbie movie extra said producers banned the song Barbie Girl at the wrap party.
All right. Three of these are real. One is a lie.
You want me to run through them again?
Yes.
Number one, Maryland license plates now inadvertently advertising Filipino online casino.
I can see that happening.
Number two, Indian official suspended after he drains reservoir to retrieve phone he dropped while taking a selfie.
I can also see that happening.
Number three, woman accused of breaking into restaurant to make salad, ruining $500 worth of food items.
All right.
And number four, a Barbie movie extra said producers banned the song Barbie Girl at the wrap party.
I am going to go with the Barbie Girl song.
As being the fake one?
As being the fake one.
Jane, you are a winner.
Did I win?
You won.
Oh, yay.
Largely, also, I don't think extras are usually invited to the wrap party. just saying.
Just knowing.
You're one day of work as an extra. I'm not sure you get invited to, like, the all-expenses-paid wrap party after, like, a major studio film.
But so a guy actually had a reservoir drain so he could get his phone back.
Yeah. So this was in New Delhi. A government official in India has been suspended from his job after he ordered a water reservoir to be drained so he could retrieve his smartphone, which he had dropped while taking a selfie.
Unbelievable.
He's a food inspector.
Oh, my gosh.
Dropped his Samsung.
Wow.
You know, I guess maybe public workers need to get a raise. He couldn't afford a new phone. Had to drain an entire reservoir to get his phone.
And who is this?
And do you think the phone still worked?
Well, no.
I mean, I know that they're fairly waterproof, and like new phones are much better if you drop them in water than they used to be. But over the next 3 days, more than 2 million liters of water were pumped out from their reservoir, which is enough to irrigate at least 1,500 acres of land during India's scorching summer.
That's just terrible. That's really sad.
Wow.
Where is this woman breaking into restaurants to make salads?
That was in Floyd County, Georgia. A woman has been arrested after being accused of breaking into a restaurant over the weekend. According to a warrant obtained by Channel 2 Action News on Saturday at 1:55 a.m., Rome police officers were called to Harvest Moon Cafe about a woman who had entered the store. Police said 23-year-old Callie Elizabeth Thwatt somehow got inside the restaurant after it had been closed and opened the food coolers. She then made a salad. Officers said she touched several food items with her bare hands, rendering those ingredients no good. Officials said the total of the food items was $500. Authorities did not specify what ingredients she put in her salad.
Well, and that's what people want to know.
She was charged with theft by taking. Isn't that what all theft is? You take something?
I would assume so.
Okay, and then finally, the last real one. Maryland license plates now inadvertently advertising Filipino online casino. A URL for the license plates of 800,000 Maryland cars now redirects to an online casino based in the Philippines.
Whoopsie.
So it's starspangled200.org is what's on the license plate. And I guess they don't actually own that domain. Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lierley. If you have any health questions, women's health questions, submit them now at 844-967-2789. You can give us a call, you can shoot us a text, or leave us a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. We'll be back in a minute.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
One in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at